Hey, everybody, I'm Ashley Banfield, and this is Drop Dead Serious, and I've got something really kind of fun to announce. I don't know what you're doing on Sunday at 5 o'clock Eastern. That's October the 26th, but I would like to have a chat with you. I'm actually going to have a session that's called an Ask Me Anything, where basically you guys can throw questions at me about anything, about the podcasts we do, about investigations, about me and my life and my fam and all sorts of stuff. And I answer them for you during this session. I'm super excited about it, and I really can't wait to meet a lot of you. So all you need to do is go to the Drop Dead Serious YouTube homepage, and there you'll see the scheduled live stream. You do have to be a member in order to click on this live stream. So if you want to be a member of the Drop Dead Serious Club, there's a link in the description of this podcast. So click on that, and that'll take you to the membership, and you can join there if you want to be part of this little gab fest on Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern. Again, I'm really looking forward to meeting a lot of you, and I'm really looking forward to just a two-way conversation instead of a one-way conversation. So I hope to see you there. But let me start with the story for this episode. A 9-year-old girl vanishes from California, and the one person who should be doing everything in her power to help find this little girl is refusing to say a word. She's a little girl with a million-dollar smile, and her name is Melody Buzzard. And now the FBI has joined the effort to find her. Again, she's just 9. She's from Lombok, California, and according to investigators, she may have been driven across the country by her mother, Ashley Buzzard. On October 7th, Melody Buzzard was last seen alive, but no one reported her missing. Not her mother, not a family member, not anyone. It actually took her school to notice that she hadn't shown up for her independent study program for a very long time. And when administrators finally called the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office, investigators couldn't even confirm the last time anyone had laid eyes on Melody. But the 9-year-old was eventually spotted at a car rental place in her hometown of Lompoc. She and her mom, Ashley Buzzard, were leaving on a road trip that took them all the way to Nebraska and back again in just 3 days. They left that rental outlet on October 7th, and Ashley Buzzard returned back home to Santa Barbara County on October 10th. The trouble is, Ashley returned home without Melody. So police opened a missing child investigation, but they've been getting no help from Ashley. So now they're releasing a new photo of little Melody from that California car rental office on the day that that road trip began, again, October 7th. Police think that little Melody may be wearing a wig in this photo, possibly to conceal her identity. Investigators say her mom, Ashley, is, and I quote, known to wear wigs. And that's also where the trail goes cold, because that mother is refusing to cooperate with the investigators. She wouldn't answer questions. She wouldn't even open her door. She would not confirm whether Melody was even alive. And in the days since her disappearance, pictures of Melody have been sent out far and wide. The only weird part here is that there aren't very many pictures to choose from. And until this recent surveillance picture, we have seen nothing of her that's more recent than 2 years ago. And I say that's weird because most families, and certainly most moms, have hundreds, maybe thousands of pictures of their little kids. That does not seem to be the case here. Melody's family members on her mother Ashley's side won't talk now either. Early in the investigation, those same family members told reporters that they hadn't seen Melody in years. Her grandma, Lori Miranda, said that she hadn't seen her granddaughter in more than 2 years. And what she described was heartbreaking. Lori says her daughter, Ashley, has battled severe mental health issues ever since 2016, when Melody's father was killed in a crash. That's when Melody was just 6 months old. According to Lori, the grandma, things spiraled after that. There was an incident years ago where police had to remove Melody from Ashley's home because of what they found inside that home. Rotting food, filth, unsafe living conditions. The grandma even believed that Ashley was trying to feed that rotting food that was in the fridge to her daughter, little Melody. In the past month, Ashley Buzzard's behavior has become increasingly erratic. Neighbors in Lompoc, a quiet California town about an hour northwest of Santa Barbara, say that Ashley has been holed up in her cream-painted cottage, ignoring knocks on the door from social workers, and that Ashley has been refusing visits from extended family as well. Earlier this week, in a scene straight out of a movie, Ashley was spotted trying to rent a car over and over again. She hit up multiple rental agencies, a budget rent-a-car, and then an Avis at the Santa Maria Airport, about 20 miles from her house. Security cameras captured her being dropped off by a friend in a black Lincoln sedan. Ashley went inside, tried to rent a car, and was denied at both locations. No credit approval, no card on file, out. And then just minutes after she returned home, a car full of social workers screeched up to her curb. They pounded on the door, demanding to see Melody. Ashley wouldn't answer. According to neighbors, Child Protective Services gave her a notice. She had 72 hours to produce Melody or disclose Melody's location. By that point, Ashley was being shadowed. Six unmarked police cars followed her around Lompoc. One parked on her street, another down the block, as the countdown began. But Ashley still wouldn't open her door to the cops, wouldn't say a word, and didn't show them where Melody was. Melody's aunt, Lizabeth Meza, says Ashley Buzzard has kept that little girl isolated for years. No holidays, no phone calls, no visits. I talked to Elizabeth, and I'm going to play you our conversation in just a moment. Elizabeth told the Daily Mail, she cut everyone off. We were told years ago Melody had been adopted out. We had no idea if it was true. Elizabeth's sister, Corina Meza, is Melody's half-sister. She's 30 years old and said that she's been banging on Ashley's front door for days, desperate for answers. She says that she had managed to speak with Ashley just once last week and very briefly. Corina says she asked Ashley, quote, "Do you need anything? Can I get Melody anything? Is Melody okay?" But that Ashley shot back, quote, "Why now? Why are you coming here now?" When Corina said she tried to explain that she hadn't known where Ashley was living, she says Ashley snapped, quote, "There's a reason for that." Relatives say this is what Ashley's life became: isolation, paranoia, and secrecy. She's unemployed and lives on Social Security payments, and yet, somehow she's managed to avoid letting anyone, family or the state, lay eyes on Melody for months, maybe years. But if Ashley Buzzard crossed state lines with her daughter and is abusing her or worse, we're now in federal jurisdiction. The sheriff's office says investigators are working around the clock alongside the FBI. They've issued a BOLO, a be on the lookout, for both Ashley and her daughter Melody Buzzard. Earlier on my News Nation show, Banfield, I talked to someone who knows all about the FBI and missing kids cases. She's retired FBI agent Jennifer Koffendoffer, and what she said about Ashley's cross-country trip to Nebraska is truly heartbreaking. I'm going to play that conversation for you in just a moment, but before I get to that, I first just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting this podcast. I appreciate this so much, and I know Atlas does too, because he's doing what he does best right now, a backup producer on standby, fitting in an app in the studio. Was his favorite thing to do. I also have to thank my sponsors, because I couldn't do it without them either, like Incogni. Let's face it, I cover some pretty dark stuff, you guys. But let me tell you, some of the scariest stuff is actually happening quietly behind your screen. It's your name and your phone number and your home address floating out there online, and it ain't because you gave it away. It's because somebody upended you and sold it. Data brokers, that's what they're called. They track you. They know what you buy, what you search for, what meds you take, where your kids go to school. And now that AI is among us, it's like handing a loaded weapon to a scammer. Imposter scams are definitely on the up. They use AI to fake the voices of your friends or your family members. And honestly, one phone call, they are so good at this. Suddenly you're writing money to somebody who sounds exactly like your child or your mom in desperate fear, right? It's really chilling stuff. But here's what most people don't know. You have the legal right to make those data brokers delete your information. The trouble is, doing it yourself could take years. And so I use Incogni for that. Incogni does the dirty work. They go right to these companies and they demand that they remove your personal data. They even offer a custom plan, unlimited. You flag a site that's exposing your info and Incogni's privacy team goes after it directly. This isn't just peace of mind, this is power. So if privacy matters to you, and it should, go to incogni.com/dropdead and use the code dropdead. And I got you 60% off. Again, that's incogni.com/dropdead. Use the code dropdead to get 60% off and start taking your data off the market today. Okay, back to the FBI search for missing Melody Buzzard. Here's my conversation with former FBI agent Jennifer Coffendoffer.
It's crazy to think that they've been to the mother's house and the mother won't cooperate. I feel like they have an exigent circumstance where they could break down the door, you know, either get a quick warrant or not need a warrant because of the impending concern for this child's welfare. But they're not doing that. What about the rental car? Is there something that you make of the report from the Daily Mail that she was spotted trying to rent two cars unsuccessfully yesterday?
Definitely so. What this leads me to believe is not necessarily fleeing, but rather is she going to where she knows Melody is? And that's whether Melody is with us or not with us. And Ashley, let's face it, these circumstances don't look promising, but I think it could be possible that she has left her somewhere. I also saw a recent, very recent interview of the half-sister, and she said that she's worried she could have actually been sold.
Oh God, I don't want to go there. Well, let me ask you starkly. I've just got a couple seconds left, but do you think this is still a missing child investigation, or do you think, based on the fact that police won't speak to us, we had an interview scheduled with PIO, PIO canceled it, do you think this missing person case has turned into a murder investigation?
Right now, it's still a missing child investigation because there is no indication right now that there's a murder.
Why wouldn't they talk to us then?
I think, Ashley, they might not be talking because they are still in the very throes of this. Look, they are following all these breadcrumbs. They have the route that she took. She would have stopped at particular places. We know on 10-7 that she was spotted on camera. There's all the stores to get gas, to get food. They are going to have breadcrumbs. I think they're hot and heavy on this case right now.
I also spoke with Melody's aunt, Elizabeth Meza. Here's our conversation.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for being on with me. Let's just start with the breaking news, that picture that the police have released of what they say is Melody at a car rental agency. Does that picture look to you like your niece?
I mean, we haven't seen her in 4.5 years. So what we know her as, I mean, she was just a little 4-year-old girl when we knew known her. But that nose definitely, you know, reminds me of her dad's. So, yeah, it does look like her.
And your late husband's brother was Melody's dad, and he died in a motorcycle accident when she was just a baby. So was that when Ashley cut off the rest of the family and wouldn't allow anyone to see her?
That was when it started. Her mental health declined even more, and she just slowly cut everybody off even more. We did have a little bit of contact. I know my husband got in contact with her at one time and said, if you don't let the family see her, at least let my mom see her. And we saw her one time. I believe it was after her birthday, after Easter, my mother-in-law had presents for her, and she did come over with her. But you can definitely tell at that time Ashley was unwell. She had her hair very short, like a buzz cut, and she was at that time wearing a hood, and she didn't stay for very long. She told my mother-in-law, I can't do this, and she took Melody, and that was the last time we seen her.
Well, this is what's so frustrating is that, you know, with reports like this and the fact that no one's been able to see this girl, where has CPS been in all of this? Like, I want to say it's a massive failure. If it's been months since she picked up her assignments from school, if the family has said there was rotting food in the fridge that she might have been trying to feed this girl, if she refuses to answer the police, if she refuses to talk to family, what are the CPS officials saying to you about this?
They really didn't have much to say. They contacted me and they asked if I knew her whereabouts. And I said, what do you mean? We were told that she was adopted out. Is she okay? And they said, we can't tell you that. It's an active investigation. We're just calling to see if they've gotten in contact with you. And I said, no, I have not seen or heard from them. And I said, again, is my niece okay? And is she missing? And they said, we can't give you that information, but if they get in contact with you, please let us know. And no longer like than maybe 15 minutes after I hung up with them, I opened Facebook and there was a missing person post.
Oh, man. So listen, my first question to you in this interview was, does that look like little Melody? Did anyone from the police call you to ask that same question? Have they kept you in the loop at all or even asked you to be a part of this investigation?
There is a detective with the sheriff's department that called and, you know, because I had left a message and my mother-in-law had left a message and he called and he said there was a lot of leads and, you know, sorry for not getting back to us right away, but they were working over the weekend, working on leads and that was on Wednesday. And he just apologized, but he did say they were working on it. And then that's when the FBI came in and they hadn't had this picture yet. And I asked him if we could review the video. And he said, unfortunately, they couldn't show that to us at the time. But then they released it today.
So the next big question I'm going to ask, and I hope the police have asked, and I'll get to that next, but does Ashley, her mother, have any connections that you know about in Nebraska?
No, I mean, not that we're aware of. I know that the mother was asked, and she had no clue either of anyone that lived in Nebraska, but we don't have contact with the mother or any of Ashley's family.
So Ashley's mother knew nothing about her daughter's contacts in Nebraska, and yet police say there was a 3-day road trip from Lompoc, California, where they live, to Nebraska and back again, and that the last time they saw Melody, or who they think might be Melody, this little girl in the picture, was in this rental agency in Lompoc before the 3-day trip happened, and that Melody didn't come back. So have the police asked you about knowledge of Ashley's contacts in Nebraska or what connection she might have to Nebraska?
Yes, the detective asked me and I said, no, I had no idea because I mean, I haven't talked to Ashley in a long time. So, and when we did communicate, she never mentioned anybody in Nebraska or anything like that. But I mean, that was when she was pregnant with Melody. So, I mean, that was 9 years ago. She was never one to have a long conversations.
Well, this is just so incredibly mystifying and sad all at the same time. Elizabeth, stay in touch with us on this one. We want to continue to talk to you about this case because we think that there'll be more developments. Okay. And so hopefully we can get that picture out there and help to solve this. Thank you for being on. I really appreciate this.
Yes. Thank you very much. Our whole family's praying for her safety and just... if anybody knows anything, please call the tip lines and, you know, just let us know. It's never too late to call.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're putting that up on the screen. Elizabeth, thank you so much. Folks, if you have information on the whereabouts of Melody Buzzard, if you know the little girl in this picture, call the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office. There's the phone number. Take a screenshot of your TV, 805-681-4150. And by the way, tips can also be left anonymously at the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Office. That's sbsheriff.org. A 9-year-old shouldn't just disappear off the map. And no mother should be able to hide behind silence. Melody deserves answers, and Melody deserves justice. And somebody out there knows the truth. And until we know where Melody Buzzard is, this case will not rest. I'm Ashley Banfield. Thank you so much for listening and watching. This is Drop Dead Serious. And remember, if there's one thing I always say, it's that the truth isn't just serious, it's drop dead serious.